Tonight, we're on both sides of the border. On the heels of a major Supreme Court decision, we go inside the nation's frayed immigration system. Our Maria Elena Salinas is with those seeking asylum. The coyotes who smuggle them across.
Are you worried that what you're doing is illegal?
And the American towns caught in the middle.
I don't fault them for wanting a better life. We do not have the volunteer base right now to establish a shelter. We don't.
What do you say to those people who say migrants should come and do it the right way?
If you're running from violence, what is the right way?
This special edition of Nightline, Crisis at the Border.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie Ramos. This week, a major Supreme Court decision ended the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. But another controversial program, Title 42, which allows the U.S. to turn away migrants to stop the spread of COVID, remains. And just as officials are predicting a summer surge, ABC's Maria Elena Salinas is on both sides of the border for a look at the challenges and complexities of our immigration system.
This Motel 6 in southern New Mexico may not look like much. There's no swimming pool or room service. The only scenery is the I-10 across the way. But for these families who have just journeyed across the Mexican border, it's a godsend.
Sometimes they haven't eaten for 3 days. Sometimes they've had to share meals.
About 2 times a week, around 50 or so migrants are dropped off at this pop-up shelter called Colores United. Run out of a couple of local hotels.
Why are you operating out of this hotel?
There's no other space that we're available to us. We hope that'll change one day, but we can't wait. We need a shelter and we needed it now.
But some in Deming worry that this could be the start of a new surge in arrivals.
Why are you concerned with migrants coming?
What I'm concerned with is, are we gonna be able to process them? There's no way that we could dedicate the kind of manpower. There's just no way.
This town, a microcosm of the crisis at the southern border, grappling daily with the complexities and shortfalls of our nation's immigration system.
Breaking headline involving immigration and the situation on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Title 42, that Trump-era policy
that allows Border Patrol to turn away migrants to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Title 42 has been challenged in federal court, but for now, it remains in effect. Separately, the Supreme Court just overturned another Trump-era policy, referred to as Remain in Mexico, that forced migrants who are claiming asylum to await entry to the U.S. in Mexico. Tonight, we speak to the asylum seekers in the crosshairs, the ones fleeing for their lives. The coyotes helping them cross.
Are you worried that what you're doing is illegal?
Para lo que a unos es ilegal, para nosotros es legal.
And the activists offering refuge when the journey becomes too dangerous.
What do you say to those people who say migrants should come and do it the right way?
If you're running from violence, what is the right way?
It's cramped quarters, but we can't complain.
Adriana Saludares founded this shelter in 2019. Most of the migrants she helps have already placed an asylum request with immigration officials so they can legally stay in the U.S. as their cases are processed.
I tease that nobody chooses Deming. They're just moving through. It might just be a stopover, and then they're going to wherever they're going.
Recent arrivals here come from as near as Colombia and as far as Turkey, but they are the lucky ones. Some asylum seekers from other countries like Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras are more often turned away under the controversial Trump-era policy, Title 42. It's a health policy meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, but activists say it does much more.
Personally, it has kept a lot of individuals from being able to fulfill their constitutional right. It's not a migration or an immigration control. It never was meant to be, but that's how it got used.
It is a legal requirement of the U.S. to allow people who get to the United States to apply for asylum. What Title 42 has done is create a legal fiction that says that people are not in the United States and therefore don't have the right to apply for asylum.
It's estimated that as many as 18,000 migrants will cross into the U.S. if the policy is lifted, more than double the 7,000 a day currently coming. Deming's mayor, Benny Hassel, is concerned for his town if Title 42 goes away.
I don't fault them for wanting a better life. The only difference now is that we do not have the volunteer base right now to establish a shelter. We don't.
Is the federal government providing resources that you might need in case there are asylum seekers that do qualify for asylum that might end up in this area?
Not to us.
Clint Hogan is the Deming police chief.
Do you feel, Chief, that it creates any kind of security issues when you have the migrants come here?
No, ma'am. We don't have any issues with the people there at all.
But Ariana says her experience has been different.
You had mentioned that the city is becoming more anti-immigrant by the day. Can you explain that?
There's only a few, but they just so happen to be the loudest that will say the worst things.
Ariana and her staff have noticed an increase in hostility.
What kind of threats are you getting?
We were told that they would figure out a way for me to lose my home if I had them on my house and my own property.
But Ariana refuses to abandon these families in need.
Pues tranquila, tranquila, sí, pues de donde estábamos, sí, claro, segura, sí, ya más confortable todo.
This woman had just fled Colombia with her 10-year-old daughter when we met her. She says she left after receiving threats over debts her ex-husband owed.
¿Cuál es su sueño americano?
Pues ya estando acá, pues básicamente, pues ella, pues trabajar, pues conseguir una casa, tener como una estabilidad.
But not everyone is so lucky. Just over the Mexican border in Tijuana, you'll find many migrant families stuck here.
It's become an additional barrier, and also it's caused a lot of heartache for these families.
Many are blocked by Title 42, others here in Mexico by that other policy, formerly called the Migrant Protection Protocol, known to most as Remain in Mexico.
Turning back people who have legitimate asylum claims is a major issue and does damage to the credibility of the United States. None of these measures that were designed to just make the border harder to cross really dealt with the fundamental issues.
Estefania Rebellion is the co-founder and executive director of Yes We Can. The organization operates this school within this shelter.
When a kid comes into our program, we give them two uniforms and a backpack full of supplies, and everything is free of charge.
Okay, entonces decimos, I am, yo soy, ¿qué es I?
The shelter offers free education and a place to live while they wait to cross into the U.S.
We focus on full-time education, meaning that we're here every single day, Monday through Friday. People think about shelter and water, but for children, we believe that education is just as vital.
Good evening. Welcome.
The quarters are cramped, but this family of five is grateful.
Aquí dormimos nosotros, mi esposa y yo. Mi hijo duerme aquí en esta hamaca que le hice. Y ya nosotros dormimos aquí en la cama. No es lo mismo estar en nuestra casa, pero pues gracias a Dios tenemos donde vivir y donde dormir.
They're just one of the many families at the shelter who need help preparing their asylum request. They were forced to flee their hometown of Acapulco, Mexico, earlier this year.
Yo estaba en mi trabajo en la playa, llegaron dos personas a cobrar mi cuota, y pues yo le dije que ay, nadie cobraba.
In their hometown and other parts of Mexico, extortion is common. This reality has helped make Acapulco the second deadliest city in the world.
Dos personas, dos muchachos, y me dispararon. Dos balas, uno lo tiró aquí y otro acá. De hecho, las tengo adentro.
Nada grave que se murió o algo así. Eso también cuenta mucho porque, pues, realmente no sabría qué hacer sin mí.
The oldest daughter, just 18 years old, still vividly remembers the rush to find a safe haven after she started getting anonymous threats on social media.
¿Tú tienes esperanza de que tú y tu familia van a poder conseguir asilo y irse a vivir a Estados Unidos?
Pues tenemos la fe que sí, que vamos a pasar. Ahorita estamos esperando aquí a ver qué día nos toca la oportunidad de...
¿Ustedes están conscientes de que hay personas en Estados Unidos que no quieren a familias como ustedes? ¿Qué les dicen?
Pues sí, sabemos que sí, que hay mucho racismo. Y sabemos que las personas buenas pues saben que uno acá de este lado está pasando por una crisis muy grande, pues, y más que nada también ellos yo creo que ven en los niños que son el futuro del mundo.
Up next.
¿Y qué pasó con la promesa de traerte a Estados Unidos?
Pues nunca llegó.
The horrifying risks migrants face to get over the border into the United States. And the third generation coyote who for decades has helped them get across.
Pero hay maneras legales de cruzar y hay maneras ilegales.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightline, crisis at the border continues. Here again, Maria Elena Salinas.
In early June, a throng of thousands upon thousands of migrants in southern Mexico began pushing north with one goal, to reach the United States, many of them hoping to claim asylum.
¿Qué le pido a los Estados Unidos? Que nos ayuden, que nos colaboren. Esto es... duro, es muy duro este viaje, durísimo, durísimo.
While Mexican authorities say they've disbanded the caravan, this is just a glimpse of the potential surge in migration American officials say is coming.
This will be the biggest of them all. And a lot of it is because things are really bad in Latin America. Economies have not necessarily recovered from the COVID recession.
Some migrants who've already reached the border have been sent to Mexico, where they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. Others, unwilling to wait, attempt to cross into America illegally with the help of men like Willie.
Are you worried that what you're doing is illegal?
Bueno, pues es relativo. Para lo que a unos es ilegal, para nosotros es legal. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Willie is a third-generation coyote who sees his decades-long profession not just as a business, but as an act of selflessness.
The U.S. is cracking down on people like you, on coyotes.
Sí.
Are you worried this is going to end your business?
Sí, siempre está uno en riesgo. Nada es seguro en esta vida. Ahorita son gente que está ayudando a sus familias y que me lo han agradecido.
He charges up to $3,000 per person, money that's split between him and his team on both sides of the border.
Entonces, aquí se me abren las puertas. ¿Quién es? Pues la gente que trabaja del otro lado. Americanos, ¿me entiendes? O sea, no, no estamos solos.
So the guards at the border on the U.S. side
sí.
are allowing you to
sí,
take
sí,
them
sí,
in.
Sí, sí,
Are
sí,
you
sí.
paying them?
Sí, claro, claro, pues nada es gratis.
In a statement to ABC News, a spokesperson for U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the agency has robust anti-corruption measures in place and that CBP has zero tolerance for corrupt personnel.
You know that a lot of the people that come to the border are running away from danger and from poverty. Don't you feel like you're exploiting them?
Bueno, porque tenemos, ¿por qué? Porque la gente que va a cruzar, tiene una necesidad de ganar dinero o que les vaya bien.
Now, 70 years old, Willie says he might retire as it becomes harder and harder to run his operation.
Are you worried that you will get caught and get arrested? ¿Tiene miedo
sí,
de que no?
Sí, 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 sí. Sí, pero el miedo nunca me va a detener. Habemos dos tipos de personas en este mundo, los que existimos y los que vivimos.
But trusting someone to help make the perilous journey across the border can come with far more deadly risks. Just this week, at least 53 migrants died after they were found in a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Abandoned in the sweltering heat, it's one of the worst cases of suspected human smuggling in recent U.S. history. But there are many kinds of dangers that wait on the road to America.
What do you do in this office?
In this office, we interview the victims.
Marisa Ugarte is the founder and executive director of the Bilateral Safety Corridor Coalition, a nonprofit organization that works to combat human trafficking and rehabilitate survivors.
The American dream is what's being sold in your own country. You can have a better life.
It's that promise of the American dream that makes it easier for bad actors to prey on immigrants with assurances that they can qualify for asylum once they're on American soil.
It's a fairly stringent standard to get asylum in the United States. A majority of people do not get asylum, but a significant percentage do.
Many end up indebted to their traffickers, forced to work off their debt with physical labor or sex work.
A lot of years ago, we were doing an interview with women that had crossed the border. They all assumed that part of that trip, they were going to get raped, and they did it anyway.
Marisa has helped countless women, including one we are calling Maria. She left El Salvador to escape a gang that had forced her to work for them and found herself in Mexico where she applied for asylum.
Me lo negaron por falta de pruebas.
¿Y qué hiciste después de eso? ¿Dónde fuiste?
Pues esperé y conocí a un hombre en esa casa de inmigrante. Y pues me dijo que él me iba a ayudar a llegar aquí a los Estados Unidos.
That man, who she says was a coyote, gained her trust and took her to Sonora in northwest Mexico.
Él me tenía, se puede decir que secuestrada porque no me dejaba salir, me tenía solo encerrada, me golpeaba.
¿A qué te obligaba?
A que tuviera relaciones con alguien más, sin, o sea, inconscientemente porque me dormía. Y ya yo amanecía toda como quemada de cigarro, moreteada de las piernas, de los brazos.
She says she was repeatedly drugged and raped, left tied up by her abuser, unable to escape, until finally, one day, she did.
Ya yo llegué a esa casa de inmigrante y ahí fue cuando me ayudaron. Me habían hecho una prueba de embarazo y pues estaba embarazada.
Pregnant as a result of rape, she decided to make the treacherous journey across the border, finally making it to America in 2018, where she applied for asylum and was taken to meet Marisa.
¿Valió la pena arriesgar tu vida de tal forma?
Pues sí, gracias a Dios estoy bien, pues, aunque estuve a punto de morir, pero Dios nunca me ha abandonado. Dios tiene un gran propósito para mí.
What do you say to those people who say migrants should come and do it the right way and they should get their place in the line? Is there a line?
I would say, what is the right way? If you're running from violence and from dying, what is the right way?
Stay with us. Thank you.
Our thanks to Maria Elena for that in-depth report. That is Nightline for tonight. Have a great weekend. Good night, America.